Everybody knows that athletes who reach the highest level of competition have to devote themselves exclusively to that goal. They must be single-minded in their dedication, no time for other pursuits. Everybody knows that, except for the people who don't. Only a Game's Gary Wallach has the story of one such athlete, and you know the old cliche about behind every successful man? Yeah, that too.
One night in 1964, in a Pepperdine University gym, Gail Hopkins joined a pickup volleyball match. That was the first time he met a senior named Caroline.
Athletes on campus had a bad reputation, so it took a while for me to convince her I was a decent enough guy to go out with.
I turned him down the first three times he asked me out.
So she hunted around for about a week until she got a number of character references before she'd answer any of my questions.
Hopkins was a biology major and a star player on Pepperdine's baseball team.
I was very impressed by the size of his thighs. I couldn't believe anybody had thighs that big. So how's that?
That's just fine, because after allowing Caroline a little time for the necessary gauging of character beyond thigh size, Gail made an important decision.
Yeah, he proposed in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So what can I say?
Right after Caroline graduated with a bachelor's degree in sociology, she married Gail. Thus began one of the great multitasking adventures in sports history.
She asked me what I wanted to do. So I told her I wanted to play professional baseball and be a medical missionary. And she said,
I think that's three things. Why don't you pick one?
And I just laughed and said, no, that's what I want to do. Right after we got married, we went up to Canada and I started playing baseball for $25 a week.
We played semi-pro in Canada for our honeymoon.
Sounds romantic, doesn't it? But the newlyweds were in Edmonton just for the summer, and Gail still had a degree to earn. The following two summers, he played minor league ball in Florida and California. He earned his bachelor's degree from Pepperdine in 1966. Gail says that balancing academics with baseball and marriage wasn't a problem.
Once we were married, actually, I thought it got easier. Actually, my grades went up, so...
Gail stayed on at Pepperdine in California, where he worked on a master's in religion while also playing ball in the Carolina League. Meanwhile, Caroline earned a master's in education and began work as a school teacher to augment Gail's modest minor league paycheck. Their balancing act was working. But then there was a small bump along the way.
After talking with the White Sox, I quit at the end of 1967 because Carol was pregnant and took a job at Pepperdine University, teaching and working as their head baseball coach.
When the first of their two children was born, Caroline stopped teaching. But soon the major league bug bit Gail again. He returned to the White Sox farm system in 1968.
And after 6 weeks, I was sitting in a movie theater in Birmingham, Alabama, and I got tapped on my shoulder, and I thought something was wrong with my wife or kid, because the manager had to talk to me real urgent. And so I walked out into the lobby and he told me, I got to go get dressed. I'm going to Chicago. They called me up to the big leagues.
Hopkins made his major league debut on June 29th, 1968. The utility first baseman became one of the most reliable pinch hitters in the major leagues.
It was great, you know, exciting and new. And of course, I was getting to play against Mickey Mantle, those kind of guys. It was pretty cool, actually.
But the call of academia persisted.
After the first year, I started a graduate program at the Illinois Institute of Technology. So I was playing ball in Chicago and going to graduate school, and I thought I had it made.
He did have it made. If your idea of having it made includes trying to figure out how to hit major league pitching while studying DNA mutation and fungi. But Gail Hopkins has a rare quality which made all that possible.
He can survive and did easily on like 3 hours a night of sleep. I can't do that, but he could.
I do have the ability to stay up late, work long hours, and still be rested. You know, when I went on road trips, I would take my books and my papers and I'd read them. When I went to Boston, for instance, I went to the Harvard Library.
When all the guys were going out and drinking or doing other things, he was studying. And he would study in the bullpen, and he would study all the time.
We used to play night games. Then I'd get up in the morning, and I'd do my work. I did a lot of that stuff, though, in my room. Half my suitcase would be filled up with books or material that I was taking with me.
Gale played three seasons for the White Sox and earned his Ph.D. in biology and biochemistry. He was traded to Kansas City and played three seasons with the Royals. He won a World Series ring in 1974 with Los Angeles and set sights on his next goal.
In 74, I quit at the end of the season with the Dodgers and was going to go to medical school in Mexico. But a guy came to my house and he offered me a job to play for the Hiroshima Carp. He offered me what amounted to a $70,000 contract. Okay, the average major league salary that year was $36,000. The most I'd ever made was 31. This was an opportunity to go play baseball in Japan for 1 year, and that would help really pay for our medical school.
The Hopkins moved to Japan, where the new challenge was to raise their children in a foreign country and to help revive a terrible team.
The joke was, where are the Carp? They're at the bottom, like they always are. All they'd ever done was lose. Well, I had a great season. I broke the club's home run record. And then I hit a home run at the next to last game of the regular season to win the championship.
Gale began his medical studies remotely while playing pro ball in Japan for three seasons. He retired from baseball in 1977. After more than 30 moves in 13 years, during which time they had never been together once on their wedding anniversary, Caroline and Gale returned to the U.S. Gale finished his medical degree at Rush Medical College, and Caroline had ambitions of her own.
Well, when he was in medical school, I decided that if we were going to do medical missionary work, I would rather have my own credentials and not just be the wife that was helping. So I went to nursing school and got my RN degree.
That was the last, or perhaps just the latest, of Caroline's 5 degrees. She worked as a nurse, but the Hopkins never did medical missionary work. Gale's specialty is orthopedic surgery, and he says getting the proper equipment to remote locations is just about impossible. Gale also earned 5 degrees, adding a master's in divinity for good measure. He's now 74 years old. He's thankful for his 28-year medical career and proud of what he accomplished on the diamond, but
all that stuff's really only possible because of the kinds of contributions that Carol made in the whole process.
That is true, and I'm glad he recognizes it.
For Only a Game, I'm Gary Wallach.
We'll be right back with Charlie Pierce and more sports NPR style. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.